Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Proverbs 3, 7, and 8.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Proverbs 3, 7, and 8. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. At each moment and with each thought we hold on to and feed or quickly discard, we're either fearing God or fearing the world. Earthly fear of a health crisis, maybe of a potential job loss, retaliation or rejection from others, is exhausting, enslaving, and defeating. It robs us of our sleep, of our focus, peace, and effectiveness. When it triggers our fight or flight responses, causing us to isolate or to lash out in defensiveness, it can rob us of our relationships as well. Fear of the Lord, however, is entirely different. Scripture says our fear of God nourishes and refreshes us, which properly understood makes sense. If we've trusted in Christ for salvation, we know we're fully loved and completely accepted, forgiven, and pardoned for all of our sins. We're covered in His grace, and there's such peace and security in that. We're not afraid of God's judgment and His wrath, but as His adopted and adored children who adore Him and long to please Him in everything we do, we are concerned with displeasing Him. That's what Scripture is referring to here, the type of fear this verse is talking about. In the original Hebrew, it means to stand in awe, to hold in reverence and deep honor. So it's understanding who God is in all His vastness. He's all-loving, merciful, sovereign, all-powerful, faithful, attentive, ever-present, and true. The more we come to know that God, to really believe everything Scripture says about Him, the weaker our earthly fears become. Because while those things that we're afraid of, they might appear daunting, maybe even terrifying from our limited and rather small perspective, they're nothing compared to Almighty God. Because if God is for us, as Romans 8:31 so clearly proclaims, then who or what could possibly stand against us? And that's why we're told in Proverbs 1:7 that fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, the foundation for all that is true and our ability to live in that truth. Fear of the Lord enables us to see life and our problems as they really are, which in turn impacts our decisions and leads to wisdom. For example, let's say we lose our job. We've spent all of our savings or any discretionary funds. We have numerous bills coming in. And despite sending out resumes every day, we're not able to find work. Our earthly fears will tell us our circumstances are dire, maybe even hopeless. Our wisdom, personal wisdom, human wisdom, might lead us to make all sorts of bad, high-risk decisions, to compromise or take opportunities that lead us from God's best, or in a growing fight for survival to strive, to compete, and to manipulate. Fear of God, however, recognizing Him for who He is, reminds us of all that we know to be true, like the fact that our ever-present, all-knowing, all-seeing God is bigger than our paychecks, than the job market, than our mortgage, that He alone is our provider. This understanding shifts us from panicked reactions, which can easily lead us into trouble or completely paralyze us, and it helps us to thoughtfully, prayerfully make God-led decisions. Because we know, as a God of love, He will always and only lead us towards what is for our ultimate best. And therefore, if He's not leading us towards something, then we want nothing to do with that thing. That's where the shunning evil, the turning from whatever isn't from Him, comes in. The more we allow God to drive our decisions, the better the results. Our lives bear the fruit of our action. And when we're led by God, the results leave us feeling nourished and refreshed, encouraged and equipped, rather than confused, exhausted, and defeated. Each day, with each encounter, with each challenge, and every decision we choose, will we fear the God who loves us so much He endured a cruel death so we might live? Or will we trust in our faulty, short-sighted perceptions? Let's pray. Lord, You are holy, You are righteous, You are sovereign, You are loving and faithful. Everything You do is perfect and stems from Your great love, Your mercy, and Your perfect wisdom. You're never confused and You never make a mistake. You know the best course of action for every situation. And You have promised to lead and to guide us, Your beloved children. But beyond that, You have promised to watch over us and to tenderly and attentively care for us. When all of the noise and the chaos in our world begins to distort our perception, causing us to temporarily forget all that we know is true, causing us to forget all that we know about You, lovingly draw us back, Lord. Fill us with soul deep reverence and awe, an awe that comes from seeing You as You are, seeing You for who You are, though You're far beyond our comprehension. Lord, increase our fear of You, and may our sense of awestruck wonder quiet all of our earthly fears. In the name of Your victorious Son, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey there, it's Carly Mercouli, your host of Therapy and Theology, a weekly podcast that explores popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.